So last year at this very time, in 2017, First English was, along with other Lutheran congregations in Butler and throughout the country and really throughout the world, celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Look, we have it in a banner on the other side of the one that we just dedicated a few minutes ago. 500 years since Martin Luther posted his 95 theses up for discussion in Wittenberg, and 500 years of the movement within the church that bears his name even today. Some of you will remember that here in Butler, we went all out in our commemoration. There were catechism studies and a joint event with the Roman Catholics, a hymn festival, a special worship service, and lest I forget, the brewing of our own very special craft beer, 95 Nails. Of which I believe this congregation formed a good amount, a good reliable customer base. In fact, last year was so full that when the calendar changed and it was 2018, and I mentioned to some of our congregation's leaders that this would be the year that we would celebrate our 175th anniversary as a congregation, someone said, and I cannot remember who, maybe only half jokingly, "Well, we just spent all this energy turning 500. I don't know how we can turn 175. And since that moment, I've been thinking, how old are we anyway? And how old can you ever say a church is? Are we 501 this year? He was the one who shouted God at the children's sermon, so, you know, that's just the word right there. Are we 175? Would it be more accurate to trace our roots back to the first Pentecost when the Holy Spirit descended on heaven and lit the believers, blowing them out of their upper room and into the street to preach the gospel? Or could it be possible that in addition to being nearly 2,000 years old and 501 years old and 175 years old, that we are also being reborn at this very moment? And that God is remaking the church anew, releasing us in truth and hope for mission into our broken and hurting world. So could we say, as the expression has it, that we are today years old as a congregation? For the church, you see, is a community of people who know and follow Jesus, a community, we should say, of disciples. And today in John's gospel, Jesus tells us that we are truly his disciples if we continue in his word, in his teaching. And right now, gathered around word and sacrament, that's exactly what we're doing. Continue in my word is an interesting expression. For after all, continue implies a kind of settledness, a state that is ongoing, a way of being connected that to all that has gone before. It is this congregation has gathered around worship for 175 years. And when Mr. Mularkey from WISR called me to ask if I would give him a 5-minute telephone interview on our 175th for his radio show, he asked me just before we got started, "So are you doing anything special?" And I said, "Well, we're just worshiping, but with the bishop and trumpets." But really, that is what the church does, you see, is worship and respond to the word, continuing in it. Out in the social hall, you will see pictures of the ways this congregation has, for 175 years, continued in that word, listening to Jesus with confirmation classes and choirs and clown ministries, continuing and continuing on. And yet it's not a settled state. For the word that Jesus speaks is not a settled thing. It is a word that sounds from a cross and sounds forth from an empty tomb. And it constantly shows us and shows us again the ways that we have been trapped by our sin, bound to all that which is not God. Constantly retunes us to the heart of God, week in or week out or every day, whenever it is heard. It constantly sets us free by its truth. And indeed, whenever that happens, God makes people new and the church is reborn and true freedom finds us once again, and we are today years old. And this is good news. It is good news because even if we have been connected to a church for our whole lives, whether in this congregation or some other, we always need this retuning, this release, to live more deeply into the way of Jesus' love in the world. Some weeks ago, in preparation for this day, our organist, Signe, brought me a series of historical folders written for previous congregational anniversaries. They contain wonderful, lengthy histories of all that has happened here in 175 years. And they attest that generation after generation, there has always been evil afoot to distract the church. In the 1860s, when this congregation was barely 20 years old, there was the trauma of the Civil War. In the 1930s, when it was barely 90, there was a Great Depression. And the folder and the program for the 100th anniversary of the congregation was published in 1943, when we were in the midst of a great world war. It makes me wonder what will be said when this chapter of our history is written down about the evil that is afoot in the world. I wonder if it will speak of the ways that we were, as a country, tempted to divide ourselves on partisan lines and see things through partisan lenses. I wonder if there will be a note about the rising tide of racist and anti-Semitic violence that we have so painfully witnessed today, yesterday, in our own corner of the country, at Tree of Life Synagogue in Squirrel Hill. I wonder whether it will name how God's people struggle to stand up and speak out and actively work for a better world, or will it suggest that in our broken times, we were tempted to see violence as normal or inevitable? Wouldn't that be a terrible form of mental and spiritual slavery? Wouldn't that be the captivity to sin of which Jesus speaks? How good it is that if you continue in Jesus' word, the word brings the truth and the truth sets us free. And the word makes us new. For the word comes from outside ourselves, outside our reason and understanding, outside of our memory, outside of the conditions of this world that would try to enthrall us, outside our partisan identities and the terms on which this world thinks it must run. The living word of Jesus, spoken from a cross and through an empty tomb, puts to death the ways we make peace with death. And it raises us up to new ways of life, setting us free to bear our neighbor's sufferings and to work for a different world. The living word makes us passionate about life, not as some future thing that God will do in a realm far away, although God will do that too, but right now, right here. The histories Signe gave me speak of this too. When the 1860s said, the little congregation will falter, there's a civil war on, the people said faith. When the 1930s said depression, the preacher said comfort and inspiration. For when the world says death, The word says life. And so it is good to be a church, because that's the word in which we continue. It's good to be together, First English. So happy 175th, or maybe it's happy 501st. With Jesus, we're always today years old. Amen.